Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
A recent House Republican fundraiser in Raleigh came just 2 days after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down an important part of Arizona's public financing program. The decision prompted renewed calls from the right to end public financing altogether in North Carolina, leaving all elections once again for sale to the highest special interest bidder. It comes on the heels of last year's Supreme Court case that allowed corporations to spend money directly and anonymously on elections, and it comes as North Carolina lawmakers are considering major reductions in funding for oversight and enforcement of campaign finance reporting and disclosure laws. That's all part of freedom, according to the folks at the right-wing think tanks, and it is music to the ears of wealthy special interests that keep opening up their checkbooks to make investments in campaigns for which they expect a return. That's not the way democracy is supposed to work, that people with the most money have the most political power, but that is exactly the way it works these days. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.